Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey! Hey!
I should have known Justin was lying.
I like
oh,
it.
Oh, my goodness. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. I like Spike and Fritz. So we're going to do Flyers and 50 with Broads. Broads is normally, he's remote, so we see him on the camera. He just skated in here. Now, let me paint this picture, Broads.
Wow.
Broads has got Flyers boxers on. Thankfully, the button on the fly is he's got Flyers boxers. He's got a sweater, Flyers sweater, tucked in.
Yep.
He's out of breath.
Why are you out of breath?
He's
this thing on? Seeing skate?
Yeah, it's
is
on.
Is this thing on?
He's got his
you are in horrible
hockey
shape.
Gloves.
Thanks for having me, boys.
He's got the hat. He's got sunglasses. He's got a stick. Now, he's on skates. Uh-huh. He's on rollerblades.
That's
can
right.
you back up just so I can get a picture of all this? Oh, there he is. We got the full leg sleeve on the right leg. Oh, it's looking good,
man.
Is that
a man. Signed Ron Hextall jersey?
I didn't want any nonsense where I'd have to be put on the shelf for a minute.
Yeah.
By the way, Al Morgani gets a minute right off the rip.
Well.
I had to earn those 10 seconds the hard way. What a joke.
You look like Unabomber Broads with those sunglasses today, by the way. I don't know if that's too old a reference.
Yeah, I got no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about
who Unabomber
hockey.
Is. Okay.
Do I got to put these headphones on?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I know. I can't hear Jack.
I'll say, yeah, if you can hear.
Yeah, very proud of Jack, by the way. I had goosebumps listening to him speak about the Joe DiCaprio.
Yeah,
many
great.
People are saying that.
You can put that bag on the. I don't know if you can stand it out. You can put the bag on the floor
I don't know
if you
what
want.
What I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm running off adrenaline.
Oh. Yeah, we can spill it.
Yeah, you look like. Are you on something? You look like you're all.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
He's so out of breath.
So Wednesdays at 3:30, we do Flyers and 50 with Broads. to what are we owed this in-person visit, Broads?
Well, we have a lot of news coming around WIP lately, and I have some invitations.
He's so out of breath. He sounds like Daryl Morey.
I have some invitations.
Okay.
But I don't know who's actually going to get one or not
in
this show.
Okay. Wow.
But I know Ike is getting the first.
Thank
of course.
You.
Ike gets an invitation.
And he can read what this is all about. Don't try and sneak it. I see Spike trying to glance around. Go ahead, Ike. Tell the people what's going on.
Oh, let's see. It says, you are invited to the Puck It Up draft party.
Oh!
With Broads.
Wow!
I like that.
Okay.
June 27th, 7 p.m. at Chickies and Pete's Puck It Up draft party with Broads.
Wow.
Love it.
Puck It Up. Puck It Up. Come on, baby. Let's go.
All right. So there's no NBA draft that night because NBA draft is 25th and 26th. So that is, by my math, a Friday night.
That is a Friday night.
And it's Chickies and Pete's South Philly.
Yup.
And is this by invite only? So if you don't give me an invite, I can't go?
I haven't decided yet. I have to talk to the boss. Now, you'll be there anyway. whether you like it or not.
Oh, that's actually
right. We'll be working today.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Unfortunately, you guys might have to stay a little late.
Yeah. Well, we got an early pick, so yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, and you know what? I live close now.
Yes, Mike can stay for a lot of things.
If I'm invited, I'm going to the Puck It Up party.
Okay.
Am I invited or not invited?
Well, think about it.
What the hell?
We have till June 27th to see if you earn it.
Oh, well,
You know what I mean?
Don't push me too far. Can I at least look at the flyer? I know it's not an official invite.
You may.
Oh, my God.
You may look at it. What do you think?
Who made it?
One Tucker Bagley.
Oh, nice, there you go, Tuck.
See, and here's what I like. And Broads, you know, we all know Puck It Up was Rod Lakin's idea. But here's what I really enjoy. It's with Broads. We're keeping him as Broads.
Yes, real name.
Hunter Brody, but he's Broads.
By the way, I've never seen Rod work harder on any, he works harder with Broads than any other show here at the station.
Well, we got a guy here, you know? He smells it. He smells it.
Unbelievable.
Wow, look at this. Look at this smile.
Oh, yeah. Rod smells a star.
Yeah.
Rod smells a star in the making.
Yes. Listen, orange and black is getting hot at the right time.
No, they're not.
No, they're not hot at all.
What do you mean? You're not watching James Hagen's highlights from Boston College? Maybe he slips the six. Maybe the Swede two-way center plays a little bit like Barkov.
Jack, hit the thing. There it is.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
The Puck It Up draft party, baby. Let's go. June 27th. Who's going to play next to McVay Michkov? I don't know, but Danny, you better be doing your YouTube big board. I want to see that YouTube big board. Get the prime premier talent to line up next to our superstar. Hagens, as I mentioned, maybe a little Swede that plays a 200-foot game can really work the corners. Beautiful stride. Vision? Ew. Just makes filthy sauces all day long. Blue line to blue line. Love it. Let's go! Let's go, Flyers! Let's go!
He did that all out of breath, by the way.
I'm going to make sure. This is Chickies and Pizza South Philly, the party, is that?
Yeah, I haven't had a sip of water in like 3 hours. I'm so dehydrated. I rollerbladed here from over the Walt Whitman.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I left at like 10. I listened to Joe Giglio the whole way through. People were looking. They saw me in the all orange. Got a couple honks.
Oh,
puck it
God.
Up! They said right on the Walt Whitman.
Yeah,
puck
they
it
are.
Up!
Yep. Puck It Up is catching the locals by storm.
It is.
Okay.
I don't think Spike's getting invited.
What? I just wanted to show the picture, the drawing of the Unabomber, so he knows what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. You see it? Yeah,
you
know, it's the Aviators.
Yeah, the Aviators, the little facial hair there. The hair
Some
covered.
Are saying Eric Church, but whatever.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, is that a country singer?
He's a countryman.
Okay. Here's a quick question about the draft, and then
Do I have to leave?
I'm amused by what you're dressed as. I'm also sort of uncomfortable about the whole thing.
And that's what we wanted, baby. Yeah. That's what we wanted.
Is there a goalie that could be there at six that the Flyers could take?
Nah, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. This is definitely a forward, most likely a wing or a center. The goalie of the future thing, we're going with the Kirk Cousins stopgap. That's my guess.
Okay.
That's my guess. A free agent, you're going to go pick it up. Hope he can hold the fourth down so you can work on the D-zone coverage. Really focus on covering the point, the high point if you're the winger. Your centers, you want to work low. You want to work low. Make sure you keep the front of the net clean. Clean the house. Clean up the garbage. Glass it out. Get it into the neutral zone.
I've heard you're in the D-zone a lot.
Well, I mean, my wife is pregnant. Again. So I do have a good D-zone. I do have a good D-zone. It works. Twice. Just two times.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, this is big news.
Yep.
Lakin did tell us you would have an announcement. He didn't tell us you'd rollerblade into the studio.
Man, I didn't just rollerblade. I was showing off these silky mitts. I was doing some nice tight turns. I was working on the crossovers. I mean, let's not just act like I came in here and did a little la-di-da-di-da stroll.
I know. I saw a lot of stick action.
A lot of stick handling. Yeah. Go with the stick.
Yeah, you were comfortable with the stick.
I'm good with the stick.
I was whacking that thing.
This is so crazy.
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, with that, guys, thank you.
I'm showing the YouTube audience this big smile. Yeah. It's the only time I've ever seen you smiling like this.
What are you talking about? Well, I'm a big smile guy. Well, I bring the energy.
You're always yelling.
No, but you don't really smile. You do the closed mouth smile.
Well, I got to get people to click on my YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah, yep. There you go. Well, there he is. The Puck It Up Draft Party, which everyone's invited to but me at this point. June 27th, 7 o'clock. When does the draft start? 8?
I believe it's 7.
Oh, the actual draft starts at 7.
I should do research before coming in with a full announcement.
Might want to know, yeah.
Yeah, and that's key.
Is it 10 minutes in between picks? Or
that's
not
also
know that
a,
either?
That's a great question. Yeah. I'm here just for a good time.
Yep. Okay. And I can't
Have
believe
you ever watched a draft before?
Yeah, of course. You kidding me? Kidding me? Breaking down Matvei Michkov a few years back. Had okay. To.
Well, you like saying Matvei Michkov,
well,
too.
How can you not? Matvei! I'm trying to think of his cool nickname, like Giroux. We go, Roo.
No, it's Meech.
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 I can get used to it. Meech!
How big is he?
Uh-huh.
Is he a little guy or a big guy?
Who Meech?
She's got good size.
All right, Big Meech.
Big Meech.
Could be Big Meech.
Look
there
up
you
Big
Larry
Meech.
Hoover.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I forgot. Yeah you kind of know.
Yeah, he's a hip hop guy.
Yeah, all him.
Listen to hip hop.
Yeah, Kendrick.
I've been Linkin Park lately, dude. I've been going Linkin Park.
Oh, really?
A little Hit the Floor.
Oh, Hit the Floor is a good one.
Me? What else do I like? Is it Like Myself or Be Myself? By Myself.
By Myself.
By Myself. Woo!
This is disgusting. He's just yelling into the microphone.
All right, guys.
I don't know what to do. I feel like he's taking over the show.
Spike is caught in the
corner. I'm stunned.
You take control.
Brodes, Ike, and Fritz. 215-592.
Wait a minute. You put Ike's name second?
Yeah, that's not how this works anymore.
All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
It's all good.
What a lunatic.
What a lunatic, man.
Wow. Look at that guy.
That's awesome.
And,
that's an awesome look, too, man.
He's
look
got the Hextall jersey, autographed Hextall.
I didn't know he was tatted up like that.
Oh, yeah, he's tatted up.
Yeah, it's a lot of tats.
Now,
yeah.
Is Al invited to the draft party?
Well, that's on Broats. Yeah, Broats got
to decide. That's a good question. Yeah, Al may not be invited.
Actually, I might be going to the Morgani draft party.
Yeah, right. Where's the Morgani draft party held? Some country club?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's more my speed.
Some quiet country club in South Jersey?
I don't know if I can do a bunch of Flyers fans at Chickies and Pete's on draft night. I might get run out of the building. Wow, the Puck It Up Draft Party with Broads, June 27th, 7 o'clock, Chickies and Peas. Well, I will...
Well, if the draft party's going to be anything like that...
Oh, yeah.
All six of them are going to be so fired up for whoever they pick at 6.
No, you can get a lot of Flyers,
man. Man, the Flyers are back.
Yeah, they're
back.
They're not.
Yeah. They're not. I hope they're back, but they're not.
All right, 215-592-9494. You know, it's never time to have one of your coworkers rollerblade into the studio, but it might be the time right now. In fact, it is to hit Colonial Hyundai. And speaking of time, they know at Colonial, John Ashdale, Karzar knows, staff at Colonial knows, you don't have time to waste. You would go in there and buy a Hyundai. You want to get in, out, get the car you want, feel good about it, get the right price. Colonial, check mark on all of them. And whatever the car you want, they have. So you're not going to waste your time there. You want a brand new Palisade, they got it. You want the Ioniq 6, they got it. You want Elantra, Tucson, they got it. They got it. And whatever your issue is, whether it's your trade, whether it's the price, whether it's financing, they're going to get you from point A to point B. Some of the best trade-in incentives there are. Financing as low as 0%.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And as it always is at Colonial, faster, easier, better. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Everyday Eagles right after Corey from Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, bros, man. Bros a character, man. Main character, bros, man. Today was the first time I ever watched y'all on the YouTube. Yo, that's dope.
Oh, yo, you haven't watched YouTube. Yeah, well.
I just be listening on the Odyssey, you know what I'm saying? So it was the first time. I see you with the Tupac shirt on.
Oh, yes.
I see you. Yeah, I see you. Okay. Hey, hey, man, look. We got to address something real quick.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a lot of number talk. I remember when I brought up a number, you know, Ike was ready to choke me out. I just want the same energy for the people that disrespect numbers out there. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You know,
we're not past this.
Whose number got disrespected?
Well, yours.
Oh, mine.
Yeah, no. But this goes back to the Trotter thing. We said 54 is a trash number.
Yeah, I know. And Corey is not let that go.
He's not going to let it. We'll never let it go.
See, this is what happened with that. I forgot that Trotter was number 54, and I just thought about the number.
Right.
And when I said that, and I'm like, I'm not trying to say that. And he was like, well, you are, you know. And I'm thinking in my head, like, I got to put this out there. I forgot, you know, but it's all good. I'm just, you know, messing around.
Hold on. How did 58 get disrespected? I forgot already.
Because Elliot wants to change.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He tweeted it today, too. Yeah. He's all over it.
Corey, I think what the thing with Elliot is, you know, sometimes he's trying to bait you,
yeah,
and you don't want to give him the satisfaction.
Yes.
So I think Ike was like, "This guy's just an idiot. Yeah. I'm not talking to him about this." So
the camera, they be having a lot of disrespect for some former Eagle players. That's all I know. Like
they do.
They be a little bit too sharp with the tongue, and I be listening. And I'm like, y'all be having a little bit too much, you know, disrespect in your tone. I don't know if I feel comfortable with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let them know. You got to let them know, see? Let them know.
Exactly. You know, so the topic at 10, you know, we start off the show talking about Trey Turner. Is he underappreciated? This is my thing with Trey Turner. I think Trey Turner is a good player. Like, we like to talk about resumes on this show. He got a good resume. But the problem with Trey Turner is that he ain't lived up to the contract that we brought him here to do. Like he's never had, like, a full season. Like, Trey Turner was, when we brought him here, we thought he was going to be, like, an MVP-level player. And he still ain't did that. We had to do the whole standing ovation for, like, we ain't did that for no player ever. We ain't did no standing ovation for Bryce Harper struggling for a little bit. You know, he's one of the greatest Phillies ever. Mount Rushmore, we ain't stand up and clap for him. You know what I'm saying? Now, he wasn't playing as bad as Trey. But, you know,
right,
we weren't Jalen off the field if he –
There it is.
Got one bad, you know what I'm saying? Joel Embiid, get him out the city. Like, but Trey Turner, you know, we doing all this stuff for this dude, you know, delivering his laundry, folded up to him and everything. That's all. That wasn't his fault, though.
He didn't ask for the standing ovation.
Yeah, but
it's the right thing to do.
But the question is he underappreciated? That's asking about us. We don't care about what he thinks. Do we underappreciate him? No, because he's making a lot of money. And, you know, I don't really bring up the money. I don't care about that. But it's like what we brought you here to do. You're supposed to be the second best player on the team. If we asked right now, would you say Trey Turner the second or even third best player on the team? I wouldn't say so.
Well, yeah, of course he is.
Third.
He is.
I think third is fair.
Oh, he's moved up to the third?
Well, hold on. If we're talking about just offensive players. Like, I know Wheeler.
We're talking about overall.
Oh, well, overall, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and we're talking about overall. Hell no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you'll probably put Schwarber ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Bryce. You know, and then, I mean, maybe third, you can make an argument. I mean, Alec Bohm, but he playing with, I know y'all don't
want to.
It's about the same. It's not the same.
He's leading National League in hits.
And since he's been here, since Trey Turner has been here, you can make a debate. Castellanos, Bryson Stott has put.
No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
They have more moments than Trey has.
He started the All-Star game last year.
So did Alec Bohm.
So did Alec Bohm.
Yeah, well, I don't care about Alec Bohm. I don't care.
You know, Corey, I think your point is like, here's what I think. He's not had one good full year here.
Right.
He hasn't. And, like, he's playing very well right now. But I think the underappreciated thing – I don't think he's underappreciated because he doesn't have a resume here. He's had good stretches.
Right.
But I think there are plenty of players in Philadelphia, which you were bringing up, who have a better record of good play and good success
that we
question. And Trey's like, okay, he's had a good 7 weeks of baseball. He absolutely has. And he's gotten better through the year,
yep.
And he's done what we've asked him. But at this point, it's June, 4th?
Yep.
Like, you know, he's got to do it for a year, you know.
Well,
before.
And because he had
and
even...
I don't like how Jack... Now, I'm not like Jack. I respect Jack,
thank
baseball
you.
Guy. That's my brother. But it's like, when the way he was a little bit too sharp when I said Castellanos and Stott at times has had better playing odds than Trey. That ain't true.
Yeah.
I watch the games.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
I've had moments.
Okay. I just don't think Castellanos has not been a great player here.
But when you look at what Castellanos is based off the contract, what we think of him as a player, based on what we do Trey Turner, the expectations with the player, you don't think that those
Castellanos is probably closer to reaching his expectations of what we expected than Trey has.
Well, I think we've lowered the expectation for Castellanos. I mean, when they signed him, he's a .310 hitter with 30 home runs. He hasn't had over.
That's a good point.
He hasn't had over 25 home runs.
That's a good point. Good point.
I give you that.
And what's?
You know?
I mean, listen,
you almost forget that he had 30 home runs.
Well, he was a monster before he got here. Like, I mean, and Stott, love Stott. I'm trying to think. I mean, so he had the double in the Braves game.
Mm-hmm.
He had the grand slam. And he had the triple in the Mets game last year. I mean, that's
why are you?
I'm not doing
trying to say I love Stott.
I do love Stott. I just, you know, I think Turner's been a better player than Bryson Stott.
Okay.
Defensively, he's great
to
second base.
All right, you know, we agree to disagree. But real quick on the way out, I got some housekeeping things real quick. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about the whole like look. Or you, I think you cool with the tattoos and all that. Don't let nobody bring you down. Don't be looking at them because at Disney, it'd be a lot of slobs down there eating the Dole Whip.
Oh, right.
Don't let them knock you down. Like, you know, you do the vegan thing, you know what I'm saying? Body look nice. You know, you're never going to have, like, you know, a bill like
that.
You're
never going to be toned up. Yeah, you're never going to be toned up.
It's never going to be you.
Not enough protein in your body.
Oh, come on. Look at these right here. Just showing them on YouTube.
Don't worry about that. Also, if I ever hear this dude say that he ain't pitching again, as much stuff as he talked about how great he was.
Yes, 13 years ago, I was great at pitching. Things have changed.
When you bring it up on the show, you'll never say 13 years ago.
Yeah, he always says, I'm not an athlete, and he is.
Ike retired in 2007. I mean, what are we talking about? I don't know.
You be saying your athlete status at the station be getting disrespected.
It does get disrespected.
I had the fourth best athlete at the station.
Fourth's even too low.
So, you know what I'm saying?
You in front of Hugh and Richie.
Overall?
I never want to hear that out there. You better than that. And this show,
I know. No, that's what I realized. Yep.
The way he built with that stomach and all that, like, come on, man. Skinny
that's the other man. Thing. The way Joe DiCamera, that's the thing. You can't lose to Joe DiCamera, man.
And nothing. You better sleep. Tennis, free throws, whatever, hitting, all that. He can't get no win. All right?
That's the goal. That's the message. Yep.
All right, Corey.
Yep.
Wow, that's a good call
though.
From Corey.
No, it's good. I'm glad. I couldn't. I wasn't going to make it, frankly. Like, again, I don't care anymore. I'll rip it off. I'll get hurt on the mound. I'm not getting the manhood continuing to be questioned by people, and especially for how much respect I have for this show.
I don't want you guys to reveal it.
Great.
But when we were talking about the Trey Turner thing,
yeah, we're nice.
You know what I thought about?
What?
I wonder if he makes everybody's top 11.
I think I had him 6th last year.
I don't remember 6th? Where I had him. I had him on the list last year. I don't remember where I had him.
He was hitting like 340 at that point.
Well, Ranger was on some list last year.
Yeah, which was premature.
Yeah.
top 11. I wonder if he makes the list.
Well,
so how many Phillies are locks in the top 11?
Bryce, Schwarber, Wheeler.
Well, Schwarber was an argument last year.
Not this year. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that this year.
Good. The tough thing for me for the top 11, the tough thing is going to be, All right. Well, if you want to, you can include Lane. You can include...
Dude, I've already counted 12 Eagles.
Yeah, Mailata, like...
Nice.
Dickerson.
I counted 12 Eagles. I already started my list.
Can I make a statement about...
Well, seems like you're going to.
Yeah. And this is no disrespect to these guys, because I think they're great. I just, like, can we not do the offensive lineman on the top 11 thing? Like, it's hard to... It's just hard to. It's like the center's on the top.
Well, can do we say that the offensive line should be a spot? Like, should we say that Eagles' offensive line should be one spot rather than putting? I hear you.
You do what you want to do. Your list is not going to be my list.
Well, you're going to have 12 Eagles.
Well, I'm good.
You're going to have 11 Eagles.
That's what I'm starting with. And then there's a process of elimination. And I got 3 Phillies. I got 2 Sixers. I got 2 candidates.
I might have a surprise Sixer on my list.
I got 2 candidates that I want to put on the list.
3 candidates.
Should we take Embiid off? I mean, does Embiid make it?
I don't know. He was the Ringer just put out their top 100 in the NBA. They adjusted all the time. They had Embiid as 83rd best player in the NBA.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. It's like now they had Maxey.
He might not make the list.
They had Maxey at 39. So
he might not make the list.
It's a
fluid list. It's a year-to-year list.
I think the offensive line thing is tough because you could put 4 offensive linemen on there.
And I might.
Wow. 4 offensive linemen?
I mean, Lane is pretty big deal, and it stands on his own.
He
and
does.
So does Landon Dickerson, and so does Jordan Mailata.
I know, but like, I don't even want to disrespect them by leaving them off, but like, what am I supposed to do with the offensive line? How are we arguing offensive linemen?
Well, they blocked for a 2,500-yard rusher last year.
I know.
They also were the driving force to change the offense up at the bye week.
I know.
And they won the Super Bowl.
I know. But when you're like, it's, I agree with you on evaluating centers, and we're talking about, like, I almost just want to take them out. Like,
yeah, I hear you, but what am I going to do? Shortchange one of those guys to force a Philly on?
That's the issue.
Nah.
I don't know.
I don't know how many Phillies deserve to be on the list.
I don't know. Is Miechkoff
might
on the list?
Might only be one Sixer on the list.
Is Miechkoff on the list?
There might be no Sixers on the list.
Might not be any Sixer on the list at this season.
I don't know.
Miechkoff? Is he on the list?
Is Miechkoff on the list?
He was pretty good when he was in there, whenever Torch played him.
By the way, top 11 is coming. Your voting starts next Monday, by the way. Mm-hmm. You can start voting.
That's why I threw it out there. I was thinking about trade. I'm like... Is Trey a lock for the top 11?
I don't think he's a lock.
Right?
I don't think he's the Super Bowl is going to throw a wrench.
It just is. I'm sorry, Jack. When you guys win a World Series, and then guess what? The top 11 list will be littered with.
Will Jalen be on my list? I don't know. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Everyday Eagles thing next segment.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get right on it.
High hopes, Jackie Baseball. Nah, that's a good one. I like this one.
Yeah, I know. It's probably better than whatever happened, Jackie Baseball.
No, we'll do both. High hopes, Jackie Baseball report is next.
Sure. You're on a roll today.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.